past couple of days we've been discussing within the laws of Pesach Neses, the very first siman, the laws of the requirement of actually building a shul. And the Mechaber, as we quoted 2 days back, says, Kofin b'nei ha'ir zedzeh livnos Pesach Neses. We discussed that for 2 days, that there's an obligation to some extent to even force people in your community to make sure that a shul is built. But then he adds, which we'll be discussing today, Feliknos lehem Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. So it's not just having a shul, but also to have the written Torah, the Torah Shebichtav, namely that the Torah Nevi'im uksuvim, also readily available for individuals. And it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, what is the benefit of having a Tanakh? Well, you can imagine, it's Kedei sheyikra behem, kol mi sheyirtza min hatzibur, so that any person from the Tzibur who wishes to learn from any of these sections will have the availability to do so whenever they want. So the purpose, unlike maybe the initial sounding words of the Mechaber, is so that you can learn from the Torah. The Nevi'im is maybe for the Haftorah. No, it's referring to in order to learn from them as on an individual level. And then he says, V'davka b'yameihem. It's only then. Shlo nitan lichtov rak Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. The leniency of only having these very few texts in a shul is only in a time when it was not so readily available the purchase of such books, such svarim. Avlach shah, but nowadays it's much easier. B'chuyavim gad liknos sifrei Talmud. It's necessary also to purchase other books such as the Talmud, as the Magen Avraham says, furthermore, Perusheim, explanations attached to it, Lamid Behem, L'Ketanim V'L'Gedolim, so that everyone, young and old, will be able to benefit from such text in the Shul. I mean, Komos, Shasfar Mitzuyim, then he says, in a place in where such Sfarim are readily available, Ein Kofen Liknos Sfarim, then the reality is the words of the Chaber don't apply, that their obligation to have books in a shul. Rak Sefer Torah, all you need to have is a Sefer Torah. And since so many other people have these Svarim, Hari Yecholim Lishol Eitzel Anshe Ir. In the event that, let's say, you don't have a Sefer, you can just go to your local library, namely your friend's house, and borrow whichever books you need. And therefore, according to these words, he holds it's not necessary nowadays to for a shul to actually purchase Sfarim, except for, of course, having a Sefer Torah available for laning. But other than that, it's not necessary because people can always borrow. That's what we talked about also with regard to the Isser on December 24th of learning Torah, which maybe was only not to go out and was only for not going into a shul, but since people didn't have books at home, saying not to go and learn in shul is tantamount to saying, don't learn. Now, on this, the Be'er Halacha continues. We're going to get back to a little bit more on this issue about borrowing books by the Piskei Tshuvos. But before we do that, I'd like to share with you another thought brought down in the Be'er Halacha. He says, it's Pashut, Dehu adin im ein makom l'tzibur lilmod. If in a place, for example, you do not have adequate area for a person to be able to sit down and learn, kigon shebeis achneses hu dochoik. Let's say you have a very small, cramped quarter shul. There's not a lot of space to breathe. Or b'sibah acheres for some other reason, shekofen zedzeh livnos beis hamedrash. If there's no room to be able to learn, then there should be some place for them to learn. The matu ls yesh b'kniyas svarim im ein lehem makom lilmod. It's interesting. Some people have the desire to collect cards. Some people enjoy collecting books and svarim. The reality is, he says, what's the whole toelos, the whole benefit and purpose of buying svarim if you can't use them, if there's no place for them to be able to be used? And he says, V'od, Dahari Kofin Livnos Besach Neses L'Tfila, if in fact, as we said, we can force someone to build a shul in your community so that you can daven, then Kol Shekein DeBeis Medrash HaMiyuchad LaTorah, a person should also be forced to build a Beis Medrash. Of course, they can both be the same thing. And the reason why is Shechiyuva Yoser Gadol. to be able to have a place in which one can come and learn, that's even more important, as he says, than even having a shul. Now, it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, continuing in the line of thinking of the Mishnah Berura. He says that Sefer Talmud uPerushehem, what does it mean that in addition to having, as the Mechaber says, a Tanakh, one book with Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim in it, nowadays we should have a Talmud and its explanations. He says, Hainu, well, this is, quote, this is what should be found in a shul. Mishnayos, the Gemara, the Arba Chalki Shulchan Aruch, the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch, a Rambam, the Arbaturim, the Gam Poskim Achronim, you should have some of the later books, V'ksasif, Yaharishonim, from the earlier Parshia Gemara, different commentaries on the Gemara, Begam Sifri Drush Vagada Lahamonam, other books so that people can enjoy them. But here's the three key words, Vakolafia Inyan. Of course, it depends on the community. If you're in a community where no one really has the skills to read Hebrew, so then for you to have this elaborate, huge Chasin Shas is not very beneficial. Obviously, you would want to build a library, something which is more applicable for those individuals. Yeah, something like that. So then he says like this, to go back on the other point that Mishnah Berurah said with regard to borrowing, so then nowadays there's so many books, all a shul needs is a Torah, a Sefer Torah, because after all, as Mishnah Berurah says, in Kovim Liknos Svarim, Rak Sefer Torah, and the reason is because you can borrow. He says, Avol, he says, that was only then. Nowadays, she'ein haderech lahashul, that it's not so often that people have a lending library in their own personal house. He says it's logical, unlike the Mishnah Berurah, that shuls should not feel that this is an excuse that they do not have to purchase any svarim. They should be forced into purchasing such svarim for their shul, because it's not so practical for people just to be borrowing from their neighbors. That's something which is so easy. But he concludes with the following thought, that even though it's true that not necessarily everyone is going to be so willing to give away their books, they should realize that when it comes to lending svarim, there is no greater mitzvah that one can imagine than actually lending a sefer to a person. The oath is tzedakah b'chol eis. This is comparable to doing charity every moment. Why is giving tzedakah? How is it possible to do tzedakah b'chol eis every moment? I give a quarter, and I did the mitzvah, and it's finished. But not when it comes to this type of tzedakah. Zeh kosev ekonas svarim umashlo nacher. When you have a sefer that you purchase, but you allow someone else to benefit from, v'sidkaso omedes l'ad. That level of tzedakah, that lasts and endures forever. That's eternal. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam, because of the learning that that person had, because of the schus that you were able to lend them your sefer, that is the greatest schus, so much so, v'yosa tzedakah, b'chol eis at every moment.